Random House Audio presents The American Civil War, A Military History by John Keegan. Read for you by Robin Sachs. Introduction. I began an earlier book with the sentence, "The First World War was a cruel and unnecessary war." The American Civil War, with which it stands comparison, was also certainly cruel, both in the suffering it inflicted on the participants and the anguish it caused to the bereaved at home. But it was not unnecessary. By 1861, the division caused by slavery, most of all among other points of division between North and South, was so acute that it could have been resolved only by some profound shift of energy, certainly from belief in slavery as the only means by which America's color problem could be contained, probably by a permanent separation between the slave states and their sympathizers and the rest of the country, and possibly, given the ruptions such a separation would have entailed, by war. That did not mean, however, that war was unavoidable. All sorts of political and social variables might have led to a peaceful resolution. Had the North had an established instead of a newly elected president, and a president whose anti-slavery views were less provocative to the South, had the South had leaders, particularly a potential national leader, as capable and eloquent as Lincoln, had both sections, but particularly the South, been less affected by the amateur militarism of volunteer regiments and rifle clubs which swept the Anglo-Saxon world on both sides of the Atlantic in mid-century, had industrialization not so strongly fed the North's confidence that it could face down Southern bellicosity? Had Europe's appetite for Southern cotton not persuaded so many planters and producers?